Hello, this is Mike Sainsbury welcoming you to ASI Cast, our regular series of interviews and chats exploring key developments in broadcast and online media, as well as media research and advertising. Over the next few weeks, we'll be featuring a number of people who will be joining us at our 25th annual conference in Venice. This time on ASI Cast, Richard Marks is interviewing Geoffrey Cole, Director of the Centre for the Digital Future. Richard.
Firstly, can you tell us about how the Centre for the Digital Future came to be and what its ongoing mission is?
Yeah, our ongoing mission really is quite simple. The Centre is committed to doing work that makes a difference, that has an influence. I had an earlier career writing articles for obscure academic journals that nobody ever read, and that's honorable, but we're about having an influence. And the major work we do is based on my belief that we lost this great opportunity with television. Television was the only mass medium we knew ahead of time was going to be a mass medium. And what I was taught that we should have done but didn't do, we should have tracked people before they had television and seen how it changed their lives, watched how it changed their lives. And I became convinced about 16 years ago, digital was going to be more important even than television, although digital and television are merging. And so 15 years ago, we launched this massive project, this tracking of digital that we thought should have been conducted of television in the 40s and 50s. And that's our main work we do.
So you were there right from the start then?
Well, when we started in the U.S., we're now in 46 countries, there already was significant internet penetration. I wish we could have started 10 years earlier, but you couldn't have convinced anybody it was important. But we did capture quite a few countries from the very beginning.
And how are you funded?
We are funded, initially we were funded by the university and foundations, but we're now funded, we funded ourselves. We do a lot of work with companies, not with the research, but with sharing ideas and sharing trends. And the funding from that pays for the research.
And would you say media makes up a growing part of what you do?
No, media is an important part of it, and we've watched television, radio, newspapers, magazines, books, video games, movie theater attendance. As people go online, we've watched what's happened to offline and online media. And I think we can talk with great authority. I am an old television guy. But we also track retail. We track social media, nature of friendships. We track a lot of elements in life, how much sleep people get. And we track a lot of things, but media is certainly one of the most important parts of it.
I think that if I've got my dates right, the first time we met was at an event in 2011 in New York at a hotel owned by a presidential hopeful now.
I just call it the Soho Hotel.
The Soho Hotel. And you energized the crowd that we're at with your views on the impact of the iPad, which at that point I think was only a year old. Do you think the tablet, 4 years on, is delivering or not on that potential as a transformative device for media? And how should we be interpreting the unveiling of the iPad Pro, do you think?
It's amazing the influence the tablet had just a year into its introduction. I think it has continued to grow. It's at the point where we now see, looking at college students who graduate and get their first households, they're not even getting television sets. We think they'll get television sets when they get married and have families and want to watch together. So the one thing the tablet has become is a significant television device on top of a lot of other things. We actually believe the PC is going away, but the new 12-inch iPad that was introduced in early September, the 12-inch is really a PC or laptop killer. It's designed, it's a market actually that Apple didn't start, that Microsoft, of all people, has really sort of captured with its Surface and its Surface Pro, and we think it's another nail in the coffin of the dedicated laptop computer.
So I think one of the things you predicted at the time was that the PC and laptop would kind of become the domain of the business person and the professional. But
Well, we certainly thought, I think even in 11, we thought the PC was going away. We think that the tablet, the smartphone, of course, has become the device that's at the center of everyone's life. But we're actually putting all of our predictions together and taking pride in the correct ones, owning the wrong ones. But I think we sort of thought the PC, what I think I have said for about 5 years now, is the PC's future, including laptops, is probably for about 4 to 6% of the population. Computer-assisted designers, heavy-duty number crunchers, big writers, college students while they're in college.
You've talked about the impact of the tablet on TV, most specifically on, as you're discussing, TV set purchase. What about the relationship between the smartphone and radio? How do you think radio is impacted or benefited by the increasing domination of the screen in people's pockets?
Well, just as a smartphone has been devastating to the camera business, not the photography business, because almost nobody is buying cameras with the exception of expensive SLRs with interchangeable lenses. So too, and the reason for that, of course, is now you can have a camera with you basically 24/7, literally 24/7, because 90% of teenagers sleep next to their mobile phones. We think the same thing's happening with radio. It's going to be devastating to radio manufacturers, but that's a business that's been in trouble for generations. But it really means you're going to have radio with you 24/7, which we've never had before. Most radio was while we were sitting, doing something else, driving. And now whether radio is becoming as ubiquitous as having a camera or having a phone or having a connection. So we think radio is going to benefit enormously.
And do you think that will be primarily linear radio or more personalized streaming?
I think it's going to be a combination. I think there's going to be, I don't think there's going to be nearly as much linear radio. In America, our radio has been local. I think we're going to see more national and regional radio. But I think it's going to benefit some linear radio and then a lot of personalized, custom-made radio as well. We already see that through podcasting and other things.
Mm. Now, in November, you're going to be giving the keynote during our combined TV and radio session when the delegates from both events come together to look at shared issues. And clearly, as we've just been discussing, subscription streaming services is a disruptive challenge. Looking forward, which of these would you say poses more of a threat? Netflix and Amazon to broadcast television, or Spotify and Apple to broadcast radio?
That's a really good question. I think the threat of Spotify has really already emerged. I don't think it's quite fully gotten there with Netflix and Amazon. And incidentally, I don't think it's Netflix and Amazon. It may be Netflix or Amazon. You know, I really believe Amazon's trying to take over the world. I say that with admiration, but also with a little bit of fear. I think Amazon Video is a huge threat to Netflix. And I want to talk a little bit about that and what's happening. But I think that's where the most significant change is going to be. It's going to be an over-the-top. I don't think right now over-the-top, because it's been Netflix and Amazon and now HBO Now, is thought of as a pay service, but I think you're going to see lots of free-to-air channels go to over-the-top. There's nothing inherently pay about over-the-top. Over-the-top's just a distribution system. And I think you're going to see a lot of free-to-air move to over-the-top.
Mm. Well, sadly, we're trying to keep these episodes to 10 minutes so people can enjoy them in their lunch
hour.
So we'll look forward to hearing a lot more at the conference in Venice. So many thanks for being our guest today, and I'll now hand back to Mike to play us out.
All right. Thank you very much, Richard.
You've been listening to an ASI cast, our regular series of interviews and chats, available at the ASI website at asiconferences.com.